You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how have you been, my friend?
Hey, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob? I miss you guys, man.
You too.
Yeah, no kidding. It's weird going through a week without talking to Tony Collins. But, hey, I appreciate the comments out on Facebook. Next year, my friend, if we go back to Nashville, Indiana, you got to come with us.
Yep, yeah, just give me a heads up, man. I want to plan now. I would love to go.
All right. Make sure you got your A game with you now. We don't fool around out there, but we'd love to have you.
Always bring the A game, baby.
So, Tony, I want to start off our time with you tonight. You know, the rumors continue to come out about the Patriots, and this time it's about Gronk. The rumor is that they were shopping him around the league in the days leading up to the draft. You know, he didn't go to OTAs. You know, he said he's taking care of his body, but there just seems to be too much smoke around the Patriots these days for there not to be some problems internally. Are you getting the feeling that this coming season, that this might be sort of the group's final ride together before the band breaks up?
You know, if you just think about it, I mean, you know, Bill Belichick, the Patriots organization, you know, they've been making some smart decisions for the last, I don't know how many years, a long time. And why would they want to give up probably the best tight end in the league right now? And the guy that Brady loved to throw to. So I just think they're rumors. I don't believe none of that. I think Gronk is happy as long as Brady's there. And I think Brady's happy as long as Belichick's there. So I just see that whole thing just winding down. Once the season starts and they start playing ball, I'm not even thinking twice about that. It's just a bunch of rumors and people talking. So I can't believe that. I just can't believe, New England would want to get rid of Gronk. I can't stand that. I wouldn't understand that. I know they made some decisions in the past. I know getting rid of I think the best backup quarterback that was in the league, getting rid of Gronk was probably a crazy thing. But, you know, again, that's the decision that they made. But I can't see them getting rid of the best tight end in the league to try to trade him away for anybody.
So you don't see them potentially going down the same path as like the 49ers did with Montana, that maybe, you know, hey, they see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Brady's career is winding down. Gronk has been, you know, talking about potentially retiring. He talked about that last year. Now there's some other things going on with Gronk. There might be some stuff going on between the ownership and some of the players and all that sort of stuff, that they may not be looking at that and saying, you know what, maybe it's time to sell high. You know, on, you know, Brady, boy, what could we get in terms of bringing it, you know, something back for Brady? Oh, boy, you know, Gronk, his body has been breaking down. We've only been getting somewhere between 12 and 14 games a season out of him. Boy, I wonder what we could get for a Gronk and, you know, selling high before maybe he decides that his body's had enough and he walks away. No thought that maybe they might be looking at this is, if we're going to get a bunch for either one of them, right now is the time.
You know what? I really can't see them now. Gronk maybe getting a lot, but Brady right now. I mean, everybody knows that Brady has maybe one, maybe 2 years left. That's what I give him. I'll give him two, definitely this year. But I mean, it's kind of shaky on next year. Now, if you ask me this question next year about this time, then I would think that something would be going on and something would be happening. But right now, I really feel that they have a chance, if the defense can step up, this year, we have a chance to get back to the Super Bowl with the squad that we have offensively. I think the running back that we brought in is good. I think we got some good receivers and along with Gronk, and as long as we keep Brady healthy, we're on another Super Bowl run. So, I just don't see that happening this year. Now next year, it's a whole other story. Another year's gone by. Another age is coming in, so I can see it next year, but I can't see nothing happening this year.
Bob, questions for Tony?
Tony, it's great to speak with you again. I got to give you a shout out because you've posted some pictures of your grandkids on social media, man. And I don't know, man. Is it the genetics? Those are the best looking kids I've ever seen, man. I mean, you must be a very proud man.
I'm a proud grandpa, man. One of the things that I love my kids, and for them having kids and my grandkids, man, it's just a special time for me right now to be able to be with them and spend time with them. And, oh man, I'm living the best life ever right now. I never would think I would say that, you know, almost close to 60 and, retiring and, you know, but this is probably the best life, playing golf and having a good time.
Absolutely. And you know, the weather's getting warm, Tony, here. It's actually here in New England, it's supposed to hit 100 Monday, if you can fathom that.
But wow, yeah.
Going to training camp in about a month, and that brings up the question of heat. I think we've talked about it before. You know, I mean, there's really no way to get yourself ready and totally hydrated for that kind of heat. But do you remember a certain situation, whether it's in training camp or a regular season game, where the heat really, really got to you?
Well, you got to understand, I played my college football at East Carolina University down here in North Carolina. And mm-hmm. the humidity down here is just outrageous. So when I went to New England, we were in Rhode Island, I think we were, in Rhode Island where our training camp was at. When I went up there, man, we had a nice breeze, man. I was breathing. Everybody else was kind of dying with the heat. I was loving it. So I was used to the heat. And I remember coming from New York, my high school, after my senior year in high school, and coming down to North Carolina and doing training camp in East Carolina. Now that's when I almost fell out with that humidity, because I was a freshman, so I'm trying to, you know, make some noise and let the coaches see me. So I'm going 100 miles an hour, 100% all the time. So, there was a couple of times where I thought I was going to pass out, but getting that water on you. And the guys know, and the trainers know, during the times like that when it's really hot, the coaches will ease up on the player some, because, you don't want to, risking anybody's lives, because, you know, bad things can happen with that heat and you're not giving the guys enough water. So I think everybody knows their limits and everybody knows what they're supposed to do. And I think they got the best trainers now than ever, and they know exactly what to do as far as getting that water in those guys.
And back to the Patriots for a minute, Tony. Chris had asked me earlier in the show if they would miss Edelman. I mean, the first thing I thought of was this Jordan Matthews. This kid, 25 years old, Tony, he had three stud years in Philadelphia. I mean, he's the perfect guy for those 12, 13-yard receptions. If he's healthy, I mean, again, and they're almost used to playing without Edelman right now, this guy can be an incredible acquisition.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing him in a Patriots jersey, seeing what he can do. But, Element is hard to replace regardless. And hopefully they're still on that appeal though, right? I haven't checked it out lately, but hopefully that thing will get settled. And even if they do miss four games, I don't know what our schedule is those first four games, but you really can't replace the Element, the things that he does in the middle and in the short passes that he'll catch. But, we have probably the best offensive coordinator in the league, definitely one of the best head coaches in the league, I believe. And so they'll figure it out. I'll say it again, we have an opportunity, again, with the talent that we have, and I think our defense will step up this year. And that's what we need. I don't see us with that pass rusher that we needed. We didn't get that guy. Hopefully somebody will step up to do that. But again, we're on target, man. We're on target. I can't see anybody, knocking us out of the AFC. Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be tough. I really look forward to them. Of course, Pittsburgh is always there. And so those are the only two teams I kind of maybe get concerned about. But anybody in our conference, you know, we got the Bills, we got the Jets, we got Miami, you know, those teams, they're not ready yet. They're not ready to step up and take the throne. So, again, I'll say it again. We're on a run again to, I think, make the Super Bowl again for another year.
Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things that you do to try to help kids go off to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. We're going on our 10-year anniversary this year. We're really, really excited about this year because we're making it 10 years and just helping kids going off to college and helping them being good men and women in their communities and just teaching them the right things, teaching them how to give, teaching them how to respect others. And that's what it's all about, man. I think one of the things that I love seeing kids do is being givers and being helpful around their communities. And that's what we preach and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Tony, always a great time having you as part of the show. Great to hear your voice again this week. We look forward to catching up with you again this same time next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family, my friend.
You take care.
Absolutely, guys. God bless.
See you, Tony. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, former Giants Pro Bowl defensive tackle Leonard Marshall, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Leonard on the other side of these words about Double Back Winery.